cool. I thought you were an interested citizen. Do you have any, address any concerns? I'm reaching out.
Yeah,
yeah,
check it out.
You like Starbucks?
I do like
All
Starbucks.
Right, that's good. You're in the right place.
Hello, sir.
I know, it's gridlock out there.
Yeah, it really is.
I was coming out of Denland and the same thing up there when I was coming down to the intersection. I was wondering if the highway is.
He said the 417 is closed because of a car fire.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's 529.
I'm talking about now.
I have 5:30.
Okay.
Let me call the April 5th meeting of the Planning and Zoning. April the 4th? Okay, I thought it was the 5th. Okay, April the 4th. Meeting of the Planning and Zoning Board to order. And would you call the roll, please?
Chairperson Bob Henderson.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Bart Phillips.
Here.
Board Member Kok Won Ma.
Here.
Board Member Sarah Miller.
Here.
Board Member Rick Brown.
Here.
If we could all rise for a moment of silence and a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everything hurts.
Are there any agenda changes?
No.
Okay, no awards or presentation, and no informational agenda, which brings us to the first opportunity for public input. Anyone who wishes to say anything about anything is more than welcome. You're welcome to.
You're our only public.
You are our public this evening. Okay, hearing and seeing none, I'll close public input. Consent agenda, a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call a roll, please.
Chairperson Henderson.
Aye.
Board Member Ma.
Aye.
Board Member Brown?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Phillips?
Aye.
Board Member Miller?
Aye.
That brings us to item 400, which is the Northern Oak Subdivision.
Good evening, board members. My name is Alyssa Henriquez. I'm the city planner.
And I'm going to present the aesthetic review for Northern Oaks. So Northern Oaks is a proposed single-family residential subdivision by Dreamfinders Homes that is located on the north side of State Road 434. So here's 434, and then 417 runs this way. And this is a subdivision that consists of 35 lots on 20.48 acres of land. So this is a site plan, and here's all 35 lots. Okay, so just a short history of Northern Oaks. In February 2016, the City Commission approved the annexation of the Northern Oaks property, and the property was assigned the zoning of R1. And then in March 2017, the Commission approved of Northern Oaks' final engineering plans and waiver requests. At that time, the original developer had not yet selected a home builder, which is why the aesthetic review package was not presented in conjunction with the final engineering plans as they usually are. So then in November 2017, site work construction commenced and is currently in progress. So we just need this one last final step of approval for Northern Oaks. So we can move on to the design. Next, please. So this is the entrance area of the subdivision. This will feature a screen wall made of real brick. And then it'll have a monument sign with the name of the subdivision on there. So next, please. This is another picture of the entrance. There's going to be landscaping, a landscape median, and then it's going to be a fenced or a gated community. Next, please. Okay, so this is another picture of the monument sign with the real brick screen wall. Next, please. There's another picture of the wall. Okay, so the design of the proposed units includes seven different models of homes ranging in size, with the smallest model being 2,500 square feet and the largest model measuring around 4,300 square feet. Mm-hmm. Next, please. So this is just an example of one of the models. They're customizable with one- and two-story homes. They have stacked stone and brick veneers, decorative columns, shingle siding, and neutral as well as complementary color schemes. There's a lot of variation in the angles, arches, and expression lines, so it provides a nice addition to the community. So overall, staff finds the Northern Oaks aesthetic review to represent a positive addition to the city and requests approval from the Planning and Zoning Board. So here's some more models of elevations, what prospective buyers could choose. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? I will consider a motion. Oh, no, public hearing, yes. Yeah. I have to open it to public. Nothing from the board. I will open it for now for public hearing. Hello, public. Nothing. Hearing and seeing none, I'll close public hearing. And now I'll consider a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Board Member Brown?
Aye.
Board Member Miller?
Aye.
Board Member Ma?
Aye.
Chairperson Henderson?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Phillips?
Aye.
Item 400 is approved. We move to item 401, which is the Starbucks.
My name is Brian Smith, a senior civil engineer. I'm going to go over the final engineering for the Starbucks site plan, as well as talk about some of the site features that are going to be part of this project. So Starbucks is about a 2,500 square foot building. This particular parcel is about 0.67 acres. It's part of a four parcel area. This is located, here's the McDonald's for reference, so relatively between the McDonald's and Michael Blake Boulevard. This particular engineering plan is just for the Starbucks parcel, although these parcels will be, the lots will be graded and ready for building pads. The site's going to feature 28 internal parking spots, two of which will be handicap, and a drive-through lane, which will be on the northwest and south portion of the property. Including with the site will be 12-foot sidewalks. Coming down through here, we'll have an enlarged sidewalk as well with planter beds and a knee wall. It's a 2-foot brick wall that extends down through here along the 12-foot sidewalk with another 2-foot black aluminum picket style fence on top of it. I feel like that'll provide a pretty good buffer between the pedestrian access and the roadway along 434. Part of this, you may remember it from the Catalyst Project, also known as Winter Springs Apartment, and now the Blake, is a new network of roadways. This would be Eagles Landing, I believe, and then coming through here is Seahawk as well. These will both be public roads, so your main access to the site will be through Michael Blake Boulevard or through Eagles Landing here. The north border of the site will be the Catalyst Apartments, which encompasses this area. South side would be 434. Your east side will be this future parcel, and then the west side, these future parcels. When these do get developed, something to note would be the driveway connection to McDonald's will extend into this as well. As far as stormwater goes, the entire site in this area was master plan. That's that large pond that is on the east side of the trail bridge. I don't believe we have a good photo of that, but that's master plan to encompass for all the stormwater treatment for the area. There are already stub outs for stormwater as well as water and sewer to the site. Part of the network of streets includes Tree Swallow being extended all the way to Michael Blake Boulevard. That'll happen right around this location, which will also come down. So kind of with that network of streets, we're providing really good pedestrian access as well as vehicular access to lessen the load on 434 in Tuscaloosa after this development comes through. Traffic impact wise, they did perform a traffic impact study, as you'd expect for this. That study includes all four parcels with some proposed developments that they had there. It also takes into account everything that Winter Springs Apartment, Integra, and Tuscaloosa Crossings is going to be contributing to the area. So it's a very thorough report. With that study, we found, well, the traffic engineer found that the level of service is still going to be operational. There'll be some increase in traffic overall, which you'd expect with all the developments coming on. The study did find that Michael Blake Boulevard is a key area that'll need a decel lane, and that's going to be constructed with the Winter Springs Apartment area. That is a future signalized intersection as well. So when that's signalized, that intersection will have a pretty good level of service compared to the rest of them. With that, the other item to note was the left turn lane length here. The existing length is around 350 feet. They found the length needed is around 310 feet, so that should be fine. So not a lot of rework is needed here. No decel lane will be needed in this location, just based on the amount of right turns coming into the development. Other than that, that pretty much sums up engineering-wise. Like I said, some of the real key features are going to be the large sidewalk, the landscaping, and this wall that's going to encompass about half the site. If there's any questions on final engineering, I'd be happy to.
The traffic engineer that certified this as being operational, he's not the same guy that did Oviedo's plan, is he?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Oviedo's in gridlock most of the day. No, just as he's counting cars.
Yeah, the current
and traffic pattern.
Yeah, the current level of service stays the same. It's still within DOT's categories on that. I believe everything's a D right now, and it stays at that.
Okay. Is there a slide that shows the traffic pattern for the drive-through?
No, but I could run you through that.
Okay.
So if you were, we'll start on 434. Assuming you came down Michael Blake, you turn left in here. This is the access, so it's a single access right now. You'd come in here, come in right here, and then circle through this way.
Then you come back out.
And then you swing all the way around.
Oh.
So that. And then at that point, you really have a few options as to how you want to get out. You can come back out to Michael Blake and head eastbound on 434. You can come out to this new road and come out westbound. You'll also have the option to come up through here to Tree Swallow and shoot over to Tuscarawas, at which point you can go left or right.
Oh, that's a nightmare, yeah. That new road, you said the name of it. No, I can't remember what it was.
It's gone through a couple.
Is that bidirectional? Is that in and out?
Yes.
And no D-cell lane?
No D-cell on this. Michael Blake will have a D-cell lane and okay. will be signalized in the near future.
Okay.
But that one that's... That new one does not cut through to Tuscarawas?
Both.
The one behind the...
This one does not.
It does not. It dead ends right there at that...
It becomes private right at this location.
Okay.
Will it continue when the other parcels are built?
At this location.
Oh, I see.
That will eventually go around?
It could, but right now there's no plan for it. The trash compactor is located here, so it would really involve some type of private easement between this future property owner and McDonald's to allow that access.
So when that parcel does build, will that road terminate in a roundabout, or how is it going to end at the McDonald's?
This particular road?
Yeah.
It just depends if that development requires that, because they will have access from Tuscarawas still.
You mean McDonald's will?
McDonald's will still have this driveway, and they'll have this driveway over here.
Yeah,
right.
So I don't believe we have any easement that runs straight across that would make that a public road. So if these developers wish to make that private, that would be something that could be looked at.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Couple questions.
Sure.
With respect to the traffic, you said that the traffic study included development for all four of those parcels.
Yes.
And so the improvements needed for the eastbound left and the westbound right at Michael Blake considers traffic from all four of those parcels?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like on the site plan there's future interconnection between lots 3 and lot 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe they'll plan to have two driveways, but you will be able to access both areas within the parking lot without getting back out onto the roadway. Okay.
So until that interconnection occurs, they only have that single driveway on the north side to access
yes.
the site.
Yes.
Where is their waste or their trash dumpster?
Dumpster and recycle is located right here. The previous renditions have had it here. There were issues with that at other locations. We're still one of the items we'll need to look at really is the site distance. Especially with it being a pedestrian area at that. It will have screening, which is required in the town center as well.
Okay. I guess from a circulation standpoint, I'm trying to imagine how a waste truck will get in, make that sharp turn to grab the dumpster and be able to circulate back out.
Right now, what they've communicated to us, they would come in and it would be a bit of a hassle, but they would either have to loop around and then they'd exit out, or they would have to come in this way, back up, and then access that.
Okay.
The preference on locations, we really don't want anything up on the 434 corridor, just with
sure.
with the aesthetic aspect of the town center. We have asked them to explore some type of dual system where they could share dumpsters, and so that's another potential option.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Alyssa's going to go over the aesthetic review and some special exceptions with the site.
Good evening, board members. I'm going to present the aesthetic review plans for Starbucks and the special exceptions. So first I'll go over the aesthetic review plans. The proposed project consists of one two-story restaurant building with a faux second story that also provides a drive-through lane and service window. So this is where the service window is. The building has a tan sand-finished stucco facade as well as cedar wood composite siding on the sides of the building, which is somewhat unique to our proposed Starbucks, so you can see that here. The building utilizes a neutral color scheme and various yet highly compatible materials. So the front of the building, which is this view right here, Will feature an outdoor patio and seating area, which leads to an entrance exit to the building. So this is the patio right here in front of the building. The front of the building features a large Starbucks logo and directional drive-through sign affixed to the faux second story. So these are up here. And then the east side of the building features another entrance and exit, which is decorated with the cedar wood siding that I was telling you about. It's a little unique to our Starbucks. And the rear of the building, which will face Seahawk Cove, features a Starbucks sign in text and another drive-through directional sign. So that's here. And then the west side of the building, which will face Eagle Edge Lane, as Bryant told us about, features the drive-through pickup window, which is screened by a stone and brick veneer screen wall. So that's, where is it? Here. So this is the pickup window, and then this is the screen wall. So the proposed project will contribute significantly to the architectural styles in the town center, and we recommend approval of the Starbucks aesthetic review plans. Are there any questions about the aesthetic review plans? Okay. And then the next item is the special exceptions that Starbucks will require. So there are four special exceptions that they'll need per the town center code, which will be necessary in order to make the standalone design of a Starbucks possible in the context of the town center. So the first special exception they're requesting is to locate the drive-through service window on the side of the building rather than the rear. We support this because the inclusion of a decorative screen wall, as we showed you before in the aesthetic review, along the west side of the property effectively blocks the view of vehicles in the drive-through lane from the surrounding streets and sidewalks. So it's a nice buffer. The second is to reduce the off-street parking lot setback from State Road 434 from a required minimum setback of 50 feet to approximately 40 feet. And we support this because of the relatively small size and location of the off-street parking lot. So that's over here. Plus the inclusion of a decorative knee wall and landscaping along the State Road 434 frontage to provide adequate screening. So that's going to be... Yep. Okay, so it's right here along 434, and it'll provide a nice buffer. The third exception that they're requesting is to reduce the 80% frontage build-out at the front setback required in the T5 transect of the town center to approximately 20%. We recognize that it would be highly impractical for a small standalone coffee shop building on a 0.7-acre lot to achieve an 80% frontage build-out at the front setback while still providing adequate parking, access, landscaping, and pedestrian facilities. So they needed some relief on that in order to make this happen. And then the fourth special exception that they request is to increase the front setback from State Road 434 from the maximum of 8 feet to approximately 47 feet. There's a number of enhancements that support this, including the patio dining area, a decorative knee wall with landscaping, and the access lane that functions as a frontage road for Starbucks and the adjacent commercial lot to the east. So if there's any questions about the special exceptions. Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? If not, I'll open the up for public hearing. Hearing and seeing none, I'll close public hearing. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Board Member Miller?
Aye.
Board Member Brown?
Aye.
Board Member Ma?
Aye.
Chairperson Henderson?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Phillips?
Aye. Item 401 is approved. There is no regular agenda. Open the public hearing one final time. Hearing and seeing none, I'll close public hearing. Brian, you want to say something, apparently.
Just to close, just to look ahead to our next meeting, Wednesday, May 2nd. The expected agenda item for that is self-storage. It's something the commission gave us direction at the last commission meeting to look at an ordinance to incorporate and under many conditions self-storage in certain zoning districts. So we're working with the attorney's office to prepare that ordinance right now. That is expected to be on the P&Z agenda for the May meeting.
Is there one coming?
Potentially. We've a lot of inquiries about self-storage in Winter Springs, and it's currently not allowed anywhere. With two except we have one that exists that's non-conforming, and there's one at the Oviedo Marketplace area. That's the part that's in Winter Springs. It's in a PUD, but in our standard zoning district, C1, C2, I1, self-storage of the indoor variety for you know residents is not allowed. So a lot of demand for it. So we've studied that. The ordinance will be on the May 2nd agenda. So
great, thanks.
Just a quick preview.
There are no further business. Well, I guess we stand adjourned.
Yes.